This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Britain's defense ministry Saturday reported a Royal Navy warship shot down a suspected attack drone targeting commercial ships in the Red Sea, the latest account of attacks on merchant vessels in the region in recent days. The incidents have got the attention of the United States and its allies in the region, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Saturday's incident was the latest in a series of attacks on merchant vessels in the Bab el Mandeb Strait in the Red Sea between Yemen on the Arabian Peninsula and Djibouti and Eritrea in the Horn of Africa. On Friday, the world's biggest shipping company, Maersk, paused its vessels from passing through the area until further notice. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen Friday claimed responsibility for the attack, saying they were carried out to show solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Speaking Friday in Tel Aviv, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan condemned the attacks.
The Houthis represent a material threat to freedom of navigation, to commercial shipping, to lawful commerce. And the United States is working with the international community, with partners from the region and from all over the world to deal with this threat.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Both Russia and Ukraine have reported dozens of attempted drone attacks in the past day. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Ukrainian air defense had shot down 30 out of 31 drones launched overnight against 11 regions of the country. Russia also said Friday evening that it had thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks. Russian anti-aircraft units destroyed 32 Ukrainian drones over the Crimean Peninsula and six in the Kursk region bordering Ukraine. A Russia-installed governor in Ukraine's partially occupied southern Kherson region reported on Telegram that at least 15 aerial targets had been downed. The attacks began hours after Hungary vetoed a €50 billion of European Union funding to Ukraine. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in New Hampshire on Saturday, the state that will hold the first in the nation primary in January. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump came out swinging against many of his Republican opponents.
With the sanctimonious, they talk about the bounce.
While urging New Hampshire residents to give him a big win in the January 23rd primary and an even bigger win in the general election.
Not one thing has gotten better under crooked Joe Biden. Under the Trump administration, you were better off. Oh, you were better off. Your family was better off. Your neighbors were better off. Your communities were better off.
While New Hampshire holds the first in the nation primary, Iowa opens the nominating process with the first in the nation caucus in January. I'm Julie Walker.
A Confederate memorial's days at Arlington National Cemetery are numbered. A cemetery official says the memorial is to be removed from the Northern Virginia Cemetery in the coming days. It's part of the push to remove symbols that commemorate the Confederacy from military facilities. The decision ignores a demand from some Republican congressmen that the Pentagon suspend efforts to remove the monument. A cemetery spokesperson says safety fencing has been installed and officials anticipate completing the removal by December 22nd. A spokeswoman for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says he plans to move the monument to the New Market Battlefield State Historical Park in the Shenandoah Valley. A cardinal has been convicted of embezzlement and sentenced to prison in a major Vatican financial trial that lasted 2.5 years. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A Vatican tribunal has convicted Cardinal Angelo Becciu for embezzlement and sentenced him to 5.5 years in prison. The trial focused on the Vatican Secretariat of State's €350 million investment in developing a former Harrods warehouse into luxury apartments. Prosecutors alleged tens of millions of euros were fleeced from the Vatican in fees and commissions by Vatican monsignors and brokers, who also extorted the Holy See for €15 million to cede control of the building. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russian state news agencies have reported that Russian President Vladimir Putin's supporters have formally nominated him to run in the 2024 presidential election as an independent candidate. The nomination by a group of at least 500 supporters is mandatory under Russian election law for those running not on a party ticket. Independent candidates also need to gather at least 300,000 signatures in their support. The group that nominated Putin on Saturday included top officials from the ruling United Russia Party, prominent Russian actors and singers, athletes and other public figures. Lawmakers in Russia have set the country's 2024 presidential election for March 17th. That moves the 71-year-old Putin a step closer to a fifth term in office. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.